hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From noble new tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat.
And terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. Telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Tuesday, March 31st, last day of March, last day of the first quarter. 2026 edition, your defending fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. U.S. Senate race on the Democrat side. Candidate State Senator Mallory McMorrow, Democrat from Royal Oak, challenged her Democratic primary opponents to five televised debates. Meanwhile, others in the race say that conversations and planning has been ongoing. In a press release that came out early yesterday, McMorrow called for Democratic U.S. Senate candidates to participate in at least five televised debates, including one in a major Michigan media market, and also requested the earliest debate taking place before the early voting begins on July 6th. In a press release, noted that she and Abdul El Sayed, the former Wayne County Health Director and 2018 gubernatorial candidate, had already participated in three public forums hosted by the Michigan Black Summit, the organization known as Engaged, and South Asians of Michigan Organizing for Serious Actions. McMorrow said that the U.S. Congresswoman Haley Stevens declined to participate. McMorrow said that voters are tired of politics as usual and being talked to completely, entirely through ads, adding that if you want Michigan's vote, you should be willing to earn it in public, on the record, in front of people that you're asking to send you to Washington, D.C. as a U.S. senator. On the other hand, responding to Mick Morrow, Press Secretary Joetta Appai on U.S. Congresswoman Haley Stevens' Senate campaign said that Stevens had already agreed to participate in the April 24th debate hosted by the Council of Baptist Pastors. And conversations around additional debates, including in other Michigan media markets, are ongoing. We look forward to a robust and substantive debate process that reaches voters across the state and will allow Michigan voters to see which candidate will best stand up for Michigan jobs, Michigan manufacturing, and Michigan workers. MERS News Service also learned that the Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce is exploring a U.S. Senate debate for its Mackinac Policy Conference following Memorial Day weekend. The other candidate, El Sayed's campaign spokesperson Sophie Pollack, said, "We're ready to debate anytime, anywhere, on any issue. But while we're at it, maybe you can start with the debate that we've all been invited to, the Council of Baptist Pastors, that McMorrow is dodging. Maybe there's some communities to her that just aren't important enough to show up for." So getting a little testy on the Democrat Senate candidates. More news stories from Lansing. We'll take a short break. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300 Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. Well, three marijuana-related businesses filed a lawsuit against Michigan Department of Treasury challenging the state's 25% wholesale tax on cannabis using a different legal theory that another challenge is going through the legal process currently. The group's grower and processor, Mitten Distro X LLC, a retailer refined Michigan company, as well as the Michigan Cannabis Industry Association, and one cannabis customer, Satine Hermes, in their lawsuit alleging that the tax, part of the Comprehensive Road Funding Tax Act, results in a higher than legal sales tax. Even though they're calling it a new excise tax, in substance, in fact, it is a sales tax. The court of claims filing came from the Detroit attorney, Lynn A. Gandhi, and reads as follows. Michigan voters passed a citizens' ballot initiative legalizing recreational cannabis back in 2018. And the resulting Michigan Regulation Taxation of Marijuana Act created a tax structure regulating on how the state's 10% excise tax on cannabis would work. And it calls for a 6% sales tax. This is what is in the actual amendment to our state's constitution. Now, the sales tax was very clear, 6%. However, the new lawsuit, which is the second one filed by the Michigan Cannabis Industry Association, focuses totally on the structure of the tax. It compares the tax scheme to a pyramid structure. It imposes a 24% levy and the 6% sales tax on the very same product. So when you do the math, the state's 24% wholesale tax simply does not add up for what the Michigan voters did when they passed the ballot proposal. Consequently, what has happened is it's a tax levied on a tax, which results in unconstitutional overtaxation of Michiganders. This type of tax pyramid imposes unlawful burdens on consumers, and our lawsuit seeks to end that, said Rose Trentifol, the spokesperson for the MICIA. Now, they put up a chart. Under the wholesale price from the processor to the retailer starts out at $100. When you add the new 24% excise tax. You also add that to the $100, it comes to $124 versus $100. Then there's a 10% marijuana tax, the original 10% excise tax. Well, that's $12.40 versus $10. Then you add 6% sales tax, $7.44 under the new proposal versus $6. In the end, the total price paid by consumers for the same $100 wholesale price with all the new taxes, excise taxes, everything added together comes to $143.84 versus the old way of doing it was $116. The effective sales tax rate, they're arguing, is 28.85% versus 6%. So basically, this is the basis for the new lawsuit, coming at it from a different perspective. Originally, the Michigan Cannabis Association filed its very first lawsuit challenging the tax back in 2025. Court of Claims Judge Simon Patel denied the organization's request for a preliminary injunction that would block the tax's implementation. Patel also denied the Attorney General's request to reconsider that decision and to put the case on hold while the appeal process played out. The Cannabis Association says that the industry has been an economic engine since voters legalized marijuana, claiming that they have created 47,000 jobs, pumping $331 million annually into schools, roads, and other public priorities through the excise tax. The industry also generated $188 million in annual sales taxes. So this increased 24% excise tax, they're claiming, is a new sales tax, which violates Michigan's constitution of only having a 6% sales tax. So we'll continue to follow these cases as it will affect the budget and the ability to fund the roads. Our local state senator, John DeMoose, working with Traverse City Democrat State Representative Betsy Kofia. Well, working together on some proposals. Child care. The two want to provide for child care providers that have 12 or fewer children the ability to operate in churches, public schools, in local government buildings with the same regulations as home providers. Instead of having large daycare centers, calling them micro childcare centers. DeMoose and Kofia, referring to these operations, claim that they are addressing the childcare desert issue that is happening in northwestern Michigan region, where there are three children waiting for every one childcare slot that's currently available. While speaking to the Senate Housing and Human Services Committee earlier in March. Senator DeMoose described the intent of his Senate Bill 733 as allowing for more very, very small centers to exist outside of the home setting. What we're trying to do is expand it. So if you want to go to a building next door because your husband doesn't want you to run this in your living room, you can still do it without having to go through all the hoops of having a larger child care center. Kofi has said legislation would uplift child care operations that are now taking place in living rooms, dining rooms, and backyards, and put it somewhere like a local church or even a local government building that's not being used. Many of our providers or would-be providers simply do not have the ability to build out their home to create a separate area for this activity. But we do have willing government buildings, schools, and even churches that are willing to innovate. It's applying the rules that would apply if it was happening in your living room, but simply move it to another location. According to Networks Northwest, a workforce economic development group in Michigan's Northwest region, large center-based child care rules require ratios of at least two adults, including one official staff member, must be present at all times for every three or more children from age birth to 3 years old to be in a facility. Additionally, Networks Northwest noted that centers must also have a program director, a lead teacher, and a site supervisor on the payroll, with program directors needing to have a minimum of an associate's degree or equivalent in early childhood education or development. Kofi explained that a microcenter concept surfaced back in 2022 in Leelanau County. The next year, Kofi secured an additional $800,000 in state funding to promote microcenters' growth in Leelanau, Grand Traverse, and Benzie counties. Patricia Little, founding board member of the Leelanau County Early Childhood Development Commission, said through this state funding, the commission has a partner with each microcenter to cover facility costs. Meanwhile, the owner of child care programs cover the cost of the programs itself and any affiliated expenses. Initially, the LEDC was tasked with starting up five new home-based care providers in their county. Little said it would be easy, especially if we could have other buildings to operate out of. Right now, Leelanau County is home to three microcenters.